On the show today, we have National Federation of Community Development Credit Unions, Pamela Owens, talking about how African-American credit unions are playing a critical role in their communities and some recent initiatives to support these credit unions and what they're doing in their communities. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Pamela Owens from the National Federation of Community Credit Unions. How are you, Pam?
I am good. Community Development Credit Union.
I forgot the development word. It's very important, so I apologize.
Very, very.
Very indeed. So, hey, we're talking about African-American credit unions' critical role in their communities and some recent African-American credit union coalition and federation initiatives to support these credit unions and their role in the community. So before we get into the initiatives, Pam, can you tell me the critical role that African-American credit unions play in their communities nationwide today?
Sure. You know, many of these credit unions are some of the oldest credit unions in our movement.
Yep.
Many of them were chartered 50, 60. I was actually talking to a credit union that was chartered 70 years ago.
What?
They're celebrating their anniversary
Wow.
today. You know, these credit unions were chartered when communities of color definitely had challenges with bringing in affordable, reliable banking institutions.
Mm-hmm.
These credit unions came into existence, and today they're still serving that function. They're still providing loans. They're still providing savings vehicles for these communities.
So now, can you briefly tell us about these initiatives that you guys have come up with here? Because obviously they're supporting these credit unions that are supporting these communities. So it all kind of transfers together. It all kind of melds together now.
Most definitely. Well, the initiative is actually, it's more like a pilot that we have
okay.
in two locations, in New York City and in Chicago. We're working with 12 credit unions in New York and 12 credit unions in Chicago. And again, these are some of the oldest credit unions being chartered 50, 60 years ago. They're small, they're struggling, but they still provide very competitive rates for loans. They are still, great opportunities to save. They're doing a lot of financial counseling with their members, helping their members to build credit. They have a lot of small dollar loan products,
mm-hmm.
Which they're providing to their community. So we are excited to support these credit unions. And how we're supporting them is
yeah.
through training,
okay.
Through working with them and trying to look at their partners within the community. They've been in the communities for so long, they're well known in many instances, but they haven't formed formal partnerships with some of the other organizations,
mm-hmm.
and they're missing an incredible opportunity. We're working with them on marketing, you know, how to get their name out there once again. You know,
oh
this might have been the financial institution, the credit union for their grandparents or maybe great grandparents, but it can be their financial institution as well. So we're working with them on a variety of fronts just to make sure that their name is getting out there in a positive way, that they're partnering with local organizations, that they're showcasing the products and services that they're offering. They still do a lot of one-on-one and group counseling, and making sure that people understand the value and the role that they play.
Indeed, indeed. Because, I mean, all this stuff is changing so fast today. I mean, I can't believe. It's like something major will have changed by the time this interview is over. So
exactly.
Prepare yourself. So how do you guys support African-American credit? You mentioned marketing and there's all sorts of training. Are there any specifics that you can provide just to kind of
we're hands-on.
Okay. Oh,
we are hands-on. One thing is that in partnering with the African-American Credit Union Coalition, we've been able to do some strategic planning with these credit unions. We've been able to work with them in terms of sprucing up their site. We're looking at actually a really interesting pilot in New York, which would look at a joint website with the 12 credit unions that are participating.
Really?
So everyone would have their own page. They would have
yeah.
their products. They
yeah.
would talk about their services, but it would be one site. And then there would be a link to take you to many of the credit unions do have a website. It might not be as spruced as the one that we hope to put together,
sure.
but it would link to that site. So we're excited about that.
Wow. Because I'm thinking think, oh my gosh, this could take us down a whole new rabbit hole right here, Pam, because I'm thinking, my mind is going, it's like, oh my gosh, how would that work? I mean, that's probably a topic for another show, but let's stay tuned on that one, because I would really like to dive a little bit deeper into that project, because sure. It sounds really interesting.
Sure, and we're also doing a lot of training with these credit unions. We actually just finished a 4-part training series with the Chicago credit unions, and it was on leadership development, it was on business development, it was on operations management, and then it was on succession planning. Mm-hmm. So we had record attendance at all of the four sessions over 4 months, and we got into Chicago without having an issue, so that was also really wonderful. We missed storms on both ends,
good for
so
you.
That was pretty nice. We've done a lot of hands-on work. We always say we give them homework to do. We're working with them both on the communication side of it, and we also are working with them in terms of mapping out the partnerships that they have in their communities. Okay. So it's exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, as you're talking, I love stories like this because, I mean, very few industries, if any, do organizations like this come and help let's just use credit unions, for example, in this one. I mean, because credit unions, a lot of them are obviously smaller. They may not have the resources to do some of these major things, like you were saying, talking about the website and the marketing and the training and stuff. But an organization like yours comes in, like you said, and they're super hands-on. They come in there and they ride in on their white horse and they're like, helping out. It's like, hey, we can do this for you, you know? So it's
so
cool.
We can help you with this. I mean, that's one of the things that we've said. You know, we can help you with this, but they have buy-in too. You know, they're making the choice to come to monthly meetings. They're making the choice to, you know, share some of their challenges with us. They're making that choice, and we're working with them individually and collectively to move them forward. And they have been just so great. I mean, but that's the credit union movement as a whole. I mean,
exactly.
We've always worked together.
Yeah.
You know, the great thing is that both in New York and in Chicago, these credit unions have worked with one another for a long time. Mm-hmm. So they're credit unions, they're individual credit unions, but they're also partners with each other.
Yep.
And they're partners with the Federation and AACEC. So exciting.
And they're doing some great things in their community, and you want to keep these organizations going. So
keep
this, and that's what it's all about here. So what are your, because that gets me in my next question is like, what are your goals with these initiatives? What do you want to accomplish here?
We want to see these credit unions succeed. We want to see them expand. We want to see them their fields of membership to increase. We want to see them to add on new members, add on new products and services. Mm-hmm. Once again, they are very important to their members, and their membership might be small. It might be as small as 250 members, or maybe 1,000 members, or 1,200 members. Mm-hmm. But to those individual members, these credit unions are crucial. They are helping them survive from one day to the next, from mm-hmm. one month to the next, from one year to the next.
Mm-hmm. And these employees at these credit unions, I mean, they're wearing many, many hats, you know, because you know, you might have a CEO doing marketing. Huh?
You say employees. Many of the times these credit unions are run by volunteers, very committed volunteers, but volunteers. Or if they do have an employee, you know, it might be one employee or it might be two employees, but these are not large institutions.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, they don't have a marketing director and a VP of lending and all of those wonderful titles, but they do have dedicated people who are coming in sometimes daily to really make a difference.
Yeah, the CEO may be VP of marketing and IT and lending and all the above. So,
and taking out the trash.
And taking out the trash too. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So where can we discover, where can credit unions, I assume you're taking on more credit unions to help out, to work with them in this? And if so, how do they find out more about this?
Sure. Well, right now we're working in those two locations, and we also hope to work with some credit unions in the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay.
We hope to expand this program, in the coming months and years, because we know that these clusters of credit union exist throughout the credit union system.
Yeah.
So right now we're focusing our attention and kind of perfecting our model.
Good for you.
These two locations, mm-hmm. learning a lot. Seeing what can be done, looking at time frames, and then putting this in a great package that we can then take to other communities. So we're excited.
Cool.
We're
excited. Because I can totally see this going nationwide. Once you get it perfected and all that stuff, and then it can see it just spreading to throughout the nation. So that's a
most definitely. You know, we're working with another group, not through this initiative, but just from work that we do in Cleveland. There are other communities as well, especially within the Deep South. So we're excited about it because we know that these pockets of these credit unions working together and doing good work exist throughout the credit union nation.
Indeed, I like that. I like that a lot. So very cool. Any other words of wisdom? Anything else to wrap up here, Pam? Because this is really good stuff here.
Yes, please follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, because when we do these planning sessions, when we do these workshops, we always tweet the information out. We put it on our Facebook page. We put it on our LinkedIn page. We're friends, actually, on Twitter. We just became friends on Twitter.
Yes, I do. I just followed you.
there you go. It's great to see the progress that we're making with these credit unions and also to support some of the credit unions. You know, we've had people who have looked at the work that we've done and the tweets that we've sent out or pictures that we've posted on Facebook, and they've actually contacted some of the credit unions and said, hey, you're in my backyard. Can I help?
Wow.
So that's always a good thing as well.
Isn't that cool? It's so infectious in a good way. You
it
know,
is.
This stuff, it just spreads, and it's like this goodness, you know, it's really, it gives me goosebumps.
It's the cooperative way.
Exactly.
The cooperative way.
It gives me goosebumps to talk about it. Very cool stuff, Pam. Keep up the good work there. And I want to circle back with you about this whole website thing. All right.
Most definitely. I'd love to talk to you more.
Okay. Thanks again, Pam.